Well, there's a very interesting paradox, if you like, about unpaid work. On the one hand, it is essential for society to move ahead, for people to prosper, in fact, for people to be able to be engaged in paid work. You cannot imagine a situation where children are not looked after at home, or the house is not tended to, or the elderly or the sick are not cared for. That is not a healthy, well-functioning society. And clearly, everyone in society would agree that it's important that these jobs be done. They're beneficial to society and to the future generation. On the other hand, when there is a kind of expectation that only women should do this work, then it limits the opportunities they have and the choices they can make for things that are more fulfilling.
And when we talk about unpaid work, we're talking about work at home, caring for children, the elderly, looking after the home itself. How does it influence women's choices in terms of what they pursue outside of the home, given the expectation that these are traditionally recognized as being women's work?
Because these jobs are essential, we find that they tend to be prioritized over other activities that women could do. And they really cut into the time that women have to engage in other forms of work. Some of this other work may itself be unpaid in the sense of taking children for a health checkup, let us say. But because the priority is in looking after the home, these other work falls by the wayside. And even more importantly for us, women have a very positive economic impact when they work outside the home and are entrepreneurs and so on. We find that women are unable to avail of these opportunities due to the burden of unpaid work in the home.
Beyond recognizing and acknowledging these contributions, which are largely unpaid, what would you like to see in terms of society promoting all aspects of women and their contributions, paid and unpaid?
One factor simply is that even in the paid workforce, women tend to be systematically underrepresented at senior levels of work. On average, they tend to earn less for even the same kinds of work. And they're often in and out of the workforce far more than men are, which eats away at their potential to grow and develop professionally. And so this is something where society can move towards equalization by positive action, by taking care of the reasons that women leave the workforce in the first place. And often this is because there's no one to take care of the elderly parent or the sick child. So by allowing for leave, which extends over this period, by allowing for shared leave so that the responsibilities are shared between both parents, by having policies that will provide public access to care services at affordable rates. All of these things can help women, provide them a cushion against unexpected things that draw upon their role as caregivers. So we think this is important and cuts across the world.